The Art of Work, Section 3. Still, I was determined to do something worthwhile with the few days of life I was granted on the earth. So I went to work on many great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I created gardens and parks full of fruit trees, and I dug wells so my orchards would flourish. I acquired male and female servants and had others who were born in my house. I own more cattle and sheep than anyone in Jerusalem, and I amass silver and gold, collecting royal treasures from far-off lands. I enjoyed music in the company of beautiful women. I became greater than anyone who had ever lived in Jerusalem. With wisdom at my side, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired, and refused my heart no pleasure. Yet when I looked back over all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, it was as futile as chasing after the wind, for I had gained nothing of lasting benefit under the sun. The only reward for all my labor was the joy my heart found while I was working. I love great projects, and I love to build. I can relate to Kohelet's deep desire to find a project large enough to be considered worthwhile, something on a scale that others will take note of. When I designed and built my home, I chose to use styrofoam blocks filled with concrete, with foot-thick walls that look like some sort of medieval castle rising out of the ground. A man's home is his castle, people said, and I was proud of what I was creating. But it did not take long before I also found out that on a personal level, a man's home is his hassle, for I no sooner got it built than I was fixing problems with the house and maintaining it, all the while paying the bank for the privilege of stressing over the finances and working extra hours to pay the new bills. I had believed that all my efforts to build a home would take me to a new place in my life, that I would have made some real progress in this game of life and moved up another rung in the ladder of success. Surely all my hard work would give me some sort of lasting benefit, something that would change my life for better in the long run. Now, almost 20 years later, I look out the windows of that house over my gardens and parks that I created, complete with running streams and ponds. My trees have indeed flourished. They've grown taller than my home. My children have also grown, and they have moved on to build their own lives, to chase their own dreams. Today, as I look back over all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, I realize with Kohelet that great projects do not provide a lasting benefit. Creating and building is not what defines a life. It is still enjoyable. It does give our hearts joy in the moment, and even more so if we can see that while we are building, and not waste those times being so focused on the completion of the project at hand that the joy of the process slips away. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.